Friends, please stand with me as God calls our hearts into worship. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. God's love endures forever. Let us pray. Almighty God, through love you have made us, and for love you call us to repentance. Grant that we who seek to mend our sinful ways may find strength in your compassion and forgiveness. Restore to us the joy of your salvation. Give us your Holy Spirit that we may serve you with willing hearts, bearing witness to your abundant mercy in all the world. Through Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Trusting in divine mercy and with humble hearts, let us confess our sins before God and one another, praying first in silence. And continuing together, merciful God, whose ways are good and true, we confess that we have not lived as Christ has called us to live. We have shut our eyes to evils our world allows. We have sealed our ears from the cries of the suffering whose pain we abide. We have clung to the hostility we harbor against one another and hardened our hearts to the creative power of love. Open our eyes to see injustice in our world. Give us courage to resist the powers that oppress the poor. Open our ears to hear the cry of the needy. Teach us generosity for sharing the abundance of your creation. Open our minds to imagine an end to human strife. Grant us wisdom to pursue the ways of peace. Open our hearts to love our neighbors and our enemies, near and far. Give us desire to embody the compassion of Christ for the sake of the world. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Friends, according to the Lord's abundant mercy, there is forgiveness for all who seek repentance, and grace for all who turn their hearts to the way of Jesus. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O Lord, by your Spirit, open to us the words of life, a spring of water that shall never fail. Amen. Our first scripture reading this evening comes from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and 12 to 17. Listen now for the word of God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness spread upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. They're like has never been from of old, nor will be again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and relenting from punishment. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people. Consecrate the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples? Where is their God? Our second scripture lesson comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20b through chapter 6, verse 10. We entreat you, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, God made the one who knew no sin to be sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we entreat you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation I have helped you. Look, now is the acceptable time. Look, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, in great endurance, afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, in purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God. With the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying, and look, we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading this evening comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 through 21. Beware of practicing your righteousness before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way: Our Father in heaven, may your name be revered as holy. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us into the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And whenever you fast, do not look somber like the hypocrites, for they mark their faces to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up treasures for yourself on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, for you are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Today is a day in which we remember our sins, not just our personal sins, but our communal sins. Not just our communal sins, but our personal sins. If you're anything like me, the lines between our communal and our individual sins are blurring. It seems like every minute we are inundated with the ways in which we as humans are just missing the point. I find myself listening to the news more than I listen to my children. I scroll through social media more than I skim through the Bible. I feel angry and dissatisfied for the majority of my days. I'm finding it harder and harder to connect to people, especially those who seem to be on the opposite side of the lines we have drawn in the sand. I was just as guilty of this as I read through the passage in Matthew. Oh, the hypocrites Jesus talked about had names and faces in my mind, that's for sure. The problem is, if Jesus was talking about hypocrites being religious leaders who wear long robes and make showy prayers in public, well, there you go. Let me put it this way. I'm finding it harder and harder to practice what I preach, literally. Still, there is always hope if we can trust God enough to look in those secret places. Within the past few years, there has been a small group of people who've been putting out commercials on TV, even during such hotspots as the Super Bowl and the Emmys. They call their movement, He Gets Us. You may have seen one of their commercials, which are nicknamed the Jesus commercials. My favorite one is entitled, What is Greatness? It has a Johnny Cash sounding voice singing in the background about having your own personal Jesus, while images of people helping one another appear on the screen. There's a bunch of people pushing a car through the snow, a donor and recipient holding hands in a hospital, a white guy power washing the words, go back, off a family's house, while a little girl watches from the window. A guy wearing a John 3:16 ball cap, hugging another man at a pride parade. A young girl comforting her mother while she weeps. A mosh pit crowd lifting a guy in a wheelchair over their heads. And a barber giving free haircuts and a shave to some homeless people under an overpass. It ends with the words, Jesus showed us what greatness really is. He gets us, all of us. The secret places are not always private, but they are always authentic. I'm sure you've heard that integrity is what you do when no one is looking. I think we are our truest selves when no one else is watching. That is the person that God knows intimately. Our challenge is to allow God's Spirit to shape our authentic selves into the kind of people who see others with compassion rather than suspicion, and who desire to lift one another up. Let us find the secret spaces together in this season, and let us sing with joy to the God who gets us, all of us. Amen.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Beloved people of God, every year at the time of the Christian Passover, we celebrate our redemption through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lent is a time to prepare for this celebration and to renew our life in the Paschal mystery. We begin this holy season by acknowledging our need for repentance and for the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We begin our journey to Easter with the sign of ashes. This ancient sign speaks of the frailty and uncertainty of human life and marks the patience of this community. I invite you, therefore, in the name of Christ, to observe a holy Lent, by self-examination and penitence, by prayer and fasting, by works of love, and by meditating on God's word. Hear the gracious words of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Let us pray. It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, eternal God, creator and ruler of the universe. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth, breathed into us the breath of life, and set us in your world to love and serve you. May these ashes be for us a sign of our mortality and penitence, for it is only by your gracious gift that we are given everlasting life. When we reject your love and ignore your wisdom, you do not reject us. You love us still and call us to turn again to you in obedience and love. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the celestial choirs and with all the faithful of every time and place, who forever sing to the glory of your name. You are holy, O God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son. Out of your great love for the world, you sent Jesus among us to set us free from the tyranny of evil. He lived as one of us, sharing our joys and sorrows. By his dying and rising, he releases us from bondage to sin and frees us from the dominion of death. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, unite us with the living Christ and with all who are baptized in his name, that we may be one in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. Amen. On the night of his arrest, Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, broken for you. Whenever you eat this bread, do so in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, sealed in my blood for the remission of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." As you come forward for communion, which is served by intinction, please come down the aisle on your left, take a piece of bread and dip it in the cup, then continue to the right side to receive the imposition of ashes and return to your seat via the aisle on your right. Friends, this is not my table. This is not the table of First Presbyterian Church. This is the Lord's table, and all are welcome here. Come forward and be filled. Let us pray. God of compassion, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have reconciled your people to yourself. Following his example of prayer and fasting, may we obey you with willing hearts and serve one another in holy love. We pray for the hypocrite in others and the hypocrite in ourselves. Rend our hearts so that they may be molded and shaped to look more like yours, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Do not let your grace be given to us in vain, for now is the day of salvation. We cover ourselves in the ashes of death, grieving for the pain that covers the earth. Yet we grieve with hope for a new kingdom here on earth, which will swallow death forever, wiping away every tear. It is in this hope that we, like Paul, are imposters and yet are true, are unknown and yet well known, as dying, and look, we are yet alive in your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Go in peace, friends, for you are reconciled to God and to one another. And may the God of reconciliation bless you, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ keep you, and the power of the Holy Spirit strengthen you, this day and forevermore. Amen.